kids are taking flight in Juneau this week. 8th and 9th graders at the Flight Quest Day Camp are getting hands-on lessons in aerodynamics, physics, and math, making paper airplanes, balsa wood gliders, and model rockets. The Juneau Economic Development Council is putting on the camp, which features the world record holder for longest paper airplane flight. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
3, 2, 1, launch! Wow.
Standing in the middle of Thunder Mountain High School's lobby, 14-year-old Jordan Curry uses a rubber band and a ruler to fire a balsa wood glider high in the air toward the vaulted ceiling. The plane veers left and lands about 26 feet away, coming to rest against a bench. For his second attempt, Curry says he might try something different.
Instead of pulling back as hard, because I pulled back to 10 force, I might try just pulling back to like 5, so that because it sent it off to a curve.
Curry is taking part in this week's Flight Quest Day Camp, where campers are learning the principles of flight, things like lift, drag, weight, and thrust. Coming in, Curry says he had a lot of experience making model rockets, but not so much making paper airplanes and gliders. One day, he plans to put his interest in flying to use in the military.
I want to fly UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles in the Army. So thought this would be a good way to, you know, learn about how they all fly.
Guinness World Record holder for longest paper airplane flight Ken Blackburn is on hand to teach kids how flying works. An Air Force aeronautics engineer, Blackburn says you can teach a lot with a simple paper airplane.
Some of the fundamentals of flight apply all over, so a paper airplane is very easy and economical and quick way of demonstrating some of that.
Blackburn started making paper planes as a kid, coming up with the design for the longest flying plane when he was only 13. He set his first world record of 16.89 seconds in 1983 with a little encouragement from his college roommates. He's broken it 3 times since, most recently in 1998 when he flew a plane that stayed in the air 27.6 seconds. One of the lessons he tries to get across is that breaking a world record takes dedication and practice.
The last time I set the record, of course you have to do better than the last time, it took me 9 months of daily practice, including working out with weights, coming up with hundreds of modifications on the airplane, in order to finally be able to reset the record.
The Flight Quest Day Camp is put on by the Juneau Economic Development Council's STEM program, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. Another recent STEM workshop taught kids to make remotely operated underwater vehicles for marine research. Later this month, STEM hosts an alternative energy camp to teach kids about wind, hydro, and solar power. JEDC education specialist Bob Veith says the goal is to spark kids' interest in science and technology careers.
Continuously exposing kids to programs like this does increase their interests in science and technology. And even if they don't go into the science and technology workforce, at least they'll be scientifically more literate citizens.
Camper Jonathan Loney wants to be an engineer. He thinks Flight Quest will help him get there, but at this point, it's mostly just for fun.
I just like building things.
JEDC charged $150 for the week-long camp, and Veith says all 20 slots were filled. A grant from the U.S. Defense Department paid for Ken Blackburn's travel. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
Ooh, we got a much nicer flight than he did. Holy cow, that was really nice.